The grace and peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, some time ago, I received a letter from a friend of mine in Korea, in which he wrote, I quote, "Indeed, it is a difficult time. We sense a vacuum of power, authority, if you will, in the midst of many powers. Power of the military forces, power of the mass of the people, and power of the youth and students protesting and demonstrating after the assassination of the President Park. Park, together with his power, was supposedly eliminated. Now all imaginable powers are springing up. Then, ironically, we somehow feel the absence of power. Could this mean a prelude to a total collapse? We cannot afford an affirmative answer." Unquote. Power is one of the most difficult and complicated, as well as the disputed concept. It may be true, especially in a society with democratic ways of life, like in the Western world, or in the lands which are influenced in the past decades by the Western system of values and ways of governing themselves. What is power? Who has it? How should we use it? What is its limit? The answer is not simple. We may, to such an extent, describe it, but very difficult to define it, except giving some dictionary definitions, which also need definition, such as the ability to act, potential capacity, strength or force actually put forth, etc., etc. One fact which remains is this: power is indispensable, for it is so closely linked with strength, authority, leadership, even independence in human society in one hand, and energy, movement, action in any living organism on the other hand. Human nature, like human life, abhors a vacuum of power. Behind all forms of growth, therefore, there is evidence of energy. Observing from another dimension, human beings searches for a spiritual power. By nature, man is religious, so observe many informed people. His constant search for the meaning of life and the meaning in life is basically a search for power, a religious sense, if you wish, a spiritual force. Why are the people nowadays running after all types of strange religious sects? It is an indication of searching for the supply for the religious demand of all human beings. In one hand, there are many powers in our surroundings, in our generation, also in the spiritual realm. Many gods, many religions. On the other hand, there is the absence of power, a lack of the spiritual sense. A spiritual anemia can be most terrible. It may mean mugolsung, we call in Korean language, it means a boneless worm or a spineless animal. You can imagine how hopeless and helpless creature that may be. The parable of the mustard seed offers a relevant answer in a very descriptive manner to the inquiry about power. The good news of salvation by Jesus Christ is the power. In fact, Jesus Christ himself is likened as a mustard seed. The entire kingdom is to reign all truth within the believer's heart, grows from him as the seed. With this Christ enshrined in our hearts, enables us to become new creatures. The divinely inspired author of the Second Corinthians, that is in 5:17, assures us by faith. Therefore, if anyone in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, behold, the new has come. The mustard seed grows amazingly with an inner force. An external growth inevitably follows by branching out and influencing upon us. The parable seems also comparing the kingdom of Christ with other spiritual and religious forces, none of which equals this kingdom. The mustard seed becomes a tree, such a large tree, that having no comparison. The true gospel, the gospel is born and comforted to the people. It manifests itself of power, the transforming and the reforming force. In Christians, in whom the gospel works, are a living organism. True Christians, however, are usually minority, applying to our own situation of life, like the mustard seed and the leaven in another parable of the Lord. In the business world, in politics, in social groups, even in an academic community like this, and even in a Christian land. But those who are in direct contact with the gospel allow God's ruling and indwelling spirit to guide them in their words and actions, in their witness and example. They will be a wholesome leaven, and lo and behold, things around them begin to change. Let us make this truth with the help of God personally applying to your life and my life. May our life as Christian, theological students, pastors, and missionaries be with such inner force of the gospel, and with an external growth like the mustard seed.